SPLMI or delegates discuss the sustainability of the peace deal at the 6th National Conference in Juba. Speaking at the launch of the conference on Tuesday, SPLMI leader Riaka Machara stressed the need to implement the deal and restore peace throughout South Sudan.
There is no alternative, I emphasize, there is no alternative to building and sustaining peace in the country other than the R-axis.
Machara said several challenges are slowing down implementation of the deal, including a lack of political will from certain peace partners, which he did not mention by name, and inadequate funding of the peace process. He called on the peace partners to quickly move forward on specific steps to fully implement the deal.
Establishment of fund for the implementation of the agreement and to be independently managed. 2, direct allocation of a fixed amount from the oil revenue for the fund. 2, 3, call for a donor conference to support the implementation of the agreement. 4, hold parties accountable for action of defectors that join them. 5, accelerate graduation of the necessary unified forces.
Some SPLMI delegates agreed that the deal faces several threats, including a lack of political will by some peace partners. Yet Nathaniel Pierino, a senior member of the SPLMI, says such delays hinder efforts to restore peace and stability across the country.
Any agreement has its backbone in the transitional security arrangement and permanent ceasefire. Once it is in danger, then the agreement is also in danger. That's why we are urging those who are responsible for these violations to stop forthwith.
Machar insisted that disagreements within the then-ruling SPLM party over vision, direction and governance triggered the civil war in December 2013. He told the delegates there is no reason to tolerate poor governance characterized by rampant insecurity, which he says led to deadly intercommunal conflicts before the conflict erupted. Machar said institutionalized tribalism engulfed the entire public service sector, limiting opportunities and depriving people who were not part of the system. He says his party is working to address those injustices. Widespread corruption has also been a huge problem in the country, according to Machar.
Rampant corruption and theft of public funds. Lack of socio-economic development, resulting in acute poverty and dependency on humanitarian aid. Disregard for constitutionalism, a rule of law, which was manifested in the dismissal of democratically elected officials, including governors, thus undermining the will of the people.
Senior members of the SPLM party, led by President Salva Kiir, attended the conference, including Germano Nukumba, acting secretary general of the SPLM. In a conciliatory tone, Kumba said members of the SPLM and SPLMI parties are now friends and should work together to achieve lasting peace.
For us as SPLM, we are ready to play politics with partners. We are not here as enemies. We were all one people before, and we disagreed and agreed again to come and run our country together.
Foreign envoys from South Africa, India, Egypt, as well as representative from United Nations Mission in South Sudan attended day one of the 4-day conference. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.